This weekend, hundreds of Oregon coast residents had fun running for their lives. The low-lying tourist and retirement destination of Seaside, Oregon, practiced a full-scale tsunami evacuation. Producer Tom Bonsi sent us this audio postcard from the largest ever tsunami drill in the United States.
Hi, I'm Darcy Connor, and I'm the tsunami outreach coordinator for the city of Seaside. We're running this drill like it's a local event. So in a local event, you've just experienced an earthquake, and roads are impassable by car. So we are advocating people go by foot or on bike, and to move quickly but safely.
So don't be alarmed if you see a bunch of people heading for the hills with orange.
Hi, my name is Chris Bolin. I'm the manager here at Cafe Latte in Seaside, Oregon.
Yeah, take one more order, and that's it.
Okay, so is taking an hour out of the business day a big sacrifice, a small sacrifice?
Yeah, it's a small sacrifice, but I think it's more important that we as staff members are aware and we know how to evacuate. And on the plus side, if we know how, we can help other people that are kind of floundering out in the street and don't know what to do, evacuate safely. You know, I mean, not every tourist that comes into town is going to know how to evacuate if they hear the siren go off.
Should we go faster, Sally?
No.
Well, but what if a big wave came? Would you walk fast?
No.
Release your traffic. Hold on. You have to hold for a second. Hate to do that to you. You can just you can count if you want. Tony Bymont, captain with the fire department. A lot more people than what I expected, honestly. There's a lot of traffic. Everybody seems to be going well. You know, they're treating it as a short-term event, and they got 20 minutes to get up there, so.
Lori Thayer, and I think we need to change our plan and do bikes instead. I think it would be a lot faster.
And what's been running through your mind as you go along?
Hoping it never happens. Yeah. We don't have to do this for real.
Is it something you think about much?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
We just read the information they handed out, and it said it's not a possibility, it's a probability. And there's at least a 15% chance in the next 50 years, so it's pretty big odds.
And right now we've got 18 adults and 4 bicycles and 2 dogs.
Copy that, N7RIA. Station 2.
My name is Jay Wilson. I work with Oregon Emergency Management. I'm the Earthquake and Tsunami Program Coordinator. We hope to take the lessons we learned from Seaside to all the other towns on the Oregon coast and have a really efficient, improved way to deliver the message and to practice and rehearse. And this is the model for what we hope to accomplish in the future.
To see pictures of today's tsunami evacuation drill in Seaside, Oregon, go to our website, npr.org.